When you attend a classical concert, there's generally an agreed-upon code of etiquette. Sit quietly, try not to cough, clap at the appropriate times. But one classical duo has made it their mission to loosen up audiences by bringing comedy into the concert hall. Kara McClelland from our sister station 91 Classical has the story.
Like many professional concert pianists, Hyung-Ki Ju studied at specialized music schools and conservatories as a kid. When he was 12, he met violinist Alexei Igudisman, and together the pair came to the conclusion that something was missing from classical music performances.
We would go to concerts and we would be like, hang on a second, there's something wrong here. It feels like a funeral. The performers on stage are taking themselves so seriously. And we both kind of felt, wait a minute, this has nothing to do with the joy and emotional vibrancy and of playing music. And where's the humor?
So the pair formed Igudisman and Ju. Today, the duo performs concerts all over the world that blend their virtuoso chops with madcap humor, acrobatics, and pop culture references. That's Igudisman and Ju performing music by Mozart mixed with themes from James Bond, which comes in their show after the duo has a heated but humorous onstage argument about which music the crowd would rather hear. And even though modern audiences might be surprised by the pairing of classical music and comedy, Ju says their show is partly inspired by what audiences would have experienced a few centuries ago.
Franz Liszt used to step down from stage and go into the audience and have a drink of wine with them and chat with them and then go back. And he's considered the father of the recital. And even the famous story of Beethoven's violin concerto, the soloist in between movements was doing tricks with his bow and playing upside down the violin. So what Alexei and I do is in a way kind of retro.
Ju says that it was with the rise of uber-serious musicians like Gustav Mahler and Richard Wagner that concert hall etiquette inched towards formality, which he thinks has ultimately made classical music less accessible to audiences. Stephen Brosvik, the COO of the Nashville Symphony, hopes that Igudisman and Ju will appeal to audience members across the board, from seasoned listeners to those who think they might not like classical music at all. And audiences aren't the only ones who can enjoy the show. Ju says that classical musicians are way more fun than you think.
Silliness is second and first nature to so many of us. And I think that's one of the reasons why orchestras love us, because what we do is we allow them and encourage them and inspire them to be silly, to let their inner child out. They'll be singing, they'll be dancing, and all kinds of madness will ensue.
For just a second, you'd be back to bother me. Go on now, go! Fuck out the door. Just turn around now, cause you're not welcome anymore. Weren't you the one who tried to hurt me with goodbye? You saw that crumble? You saw that lay down and die?
We are not making fun of music. We're having fun with music. We're very happy if people find our stuff funny, but it's not actually the main intent. The main intent for us is to create an entertaining afternoon and that people will leave feeling inspired to maybe want to listen to more music.
Even if what they listen to next is a little more serious. For Nashville Public Radio's 91 Classical, I'm Kara McClelland.
Igudisman and Ju will perform their show Big Nightmare Music Sunday afternoon with the Nashville Symphony.